This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
End around to Odell Beckham Jr. He's looking to pass it. Now he's going to throw it down the middle of the field. Wide open! Caught at the 5 and in for the touchdown is Russell Shepherd!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, it's a thing of the past. Odell Beckham Jr., no longer a New York Giant. Bob Papa with the call on the Giants Radio Network, but soon it will be Jim Donovan calling Baker Mayfield to Odell Beckham Jr. touchdowns, we think. All things being equal, the guys stay healthy, which is, I imagine, what most NFL fans are rooting for. Who doesn't want to see what this new-look Browns offense can do? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. However, you, peeps, we'll have to wait. We're pleased to welcome Daryl Ryder, who is the Browns insider for our Cleveland affiliate, 92.3 The Fan. The last time we talked to him, it was about the Freddie Kitchens hire, and now here we go. Some bigger news. I would say this is bigger news, Daryl. When did you have an inkling this was happening, that this is something the Browns were working on? Dish.
Well, right about 6:30, 7 o'clock, my phone kept buzzing with more Odell Beckham talk, and it actually started early in the afternoon, but it got to a point because we had been hearing this for weeks, if not months, that the Browns were going to swing a deal to get Beckham to Cleveland. That just never materialized. I was rather dismissive of it, and then just right out of the blue, there at about 8 o'clock, it came down that the Browns indeed pulled off the trade that everyone had been anticipating and almost wishing into fruition. And it didn't cost John Dorsey a whole heck of a lot. He just gives up the 17th, the 95th picks in the draft, and safety Jabril Peppers.
So you don't think giving up a first and a third round pick as well as a starting safety is that big a deal?
No, considering I was expecting that the Giants would be asking for multiple first round picks, no. And it also changed too with the signing of Sheldon Richardson, or at least the agreement to sign Sheldon Richardson Tuesday morning. I think that was the catalyst, because going into the draft, I had kind of penciled in that the Browns would be targeting one of these defensive tackles with the 17th pick in the draft. And when they signed Sheldon Richardson, all of a sudden that pick, I believe, became expendable, and Dorsey was able to go ahead and pull off this trade. But no, I honestly thought the Giants would ask for multiple ones, and they didn't do that.
How much do you think it matters that OBJ's best friend from LSU, Jarvis Landry, is already on the team, as well as his former wide receivers coach?
Yeah, I think it matters tremendously. Adam Henry coached him at LSU along with Landry, and also Baker Mayfield too. The two seemed to forge a bit of a friendship last year when the trio of them worked out on the West Coast in the off season. So I don't think that this big personality chemistry problem story that has come out of New York is going to be a problem in Cleveland, because he's going to be around guys that not only he likes, respects, admires, gets along with, but also will be able to kind of maybe keep that ego in check a little bit.
Daryl Ryder covers the Browns for our Cleveland affiliate, 92.3 The Fan. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. How would you describe, at least on paper, the Cleveland offense right now?
It is right up there with the elite teams in the National Football League. Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, once he is permitted to play. And, oh, they also have Antonio Callaway, too. So they might have the best 1-2 combination at receiver and the best 1-2 combination at running back in the league. Might. I'm not saying they do, but they might. And keep in mind, a couple of years ago, Isaiah Crowell was like the best player the Cleveland Browns could put on a football field.
And when you think about the hire of Freddie Kitchens as head coach, how does that fit?
Oh, I can't wait to see what he's going to drop. I mean, he had Jarvis Landry throw a 65-yard bomb down the field last year. So, and that came off a reverse. So Lord knows what he is going to cook up with Baker Mayfield and, this just loaded offense. I might not even matter that the Browns have put together one of the best defensive fronts in the league as well, because the Browns offense, I think, is just going to run a track meet this year. I mean, when you look at it on paper, if everyone stays healthy, if everyone plays to their potential, I mean, this is going to be a very high-octane, explosive offense, and they're going to go from one of the worst production-wise just on the scoreboard. So I think potentially one of the leaders. Baker threw 27 touchdown passes last year, and I have a feeling that that number is going to go up just a smidge in 2019.
Is Breshad Perriman a casualty of all of this, by the way?
Yeah. Okay. Breshad Perriman and the Browns mutually agreed to nullify their agreement for him to come back on a one-year, $4 million deal. He obviously was expecting to be able to prove himself with Baker and the Browns this year and kind of reset his market value in 2020. But Odell Beckham coming in and that just basically going to swallow up whatever targets I think that he would be able to get. So John Dorsey, being the class act that he is, did right by Perriman. They scrapped the agreement, and now Perriman, from what I understand, is going to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, pretty much the same contract, 1 year, $4 million.
All right, so what do the Browns need now? They've made some big-time moves. We're not just talking about the offensive side of the ball, also looking at the defensive side, Olivier Vernon being another piece. You mentioned Sheldon Richardson. So what else do they need to address in the draft?
Well, they need another safety now all of a sudden since he's in New York. They need some help at linebacker because they cut Jamie Collins and they haven't really replaced him just yet. And then after that, it's depth, Amy. A year ago, consider this, John Dorsey brought in over 40 players, made 14 trades, and he replaced 10 to 11 of the team's 22 starters from that 0-16 season. This offseason, you're looking at three starters that he has replaced, and now you're just kind of looking at depth. So it tells you just how far John Dorsey has taken this roster and turned it around in 15 months, really, short amount of time to do it. Once they figure out what they want to do with their second safety spot, I've heard Earl Thomas's name mentioned. I've heard a couple other guys that are out there. They certainly want to fill that. They need some linebacker help. And then after that, it's all about rounding out the roster with depth.
Has anyone heard from Baker Mayfield over the last couple months? What's he up to?
Baker Mayfield is vacationing, enjoying himself. He was kind enough to pop on Twitter tonight to give his little he's very, very happy with what transpired tonight. Jarvis Landry jumped on Twitter. Of course, he and Odell go back to the days at LSU in college. They're real tight. I guess they FaceTime. From my understanding, Odell's actually out of the country
yes.
right now.
Yep.
That he is on vacation out of the country. But there are a lot of happy Cleveland Browns. There are a lot of happy Cleveland Browns fans this morning.
So I have to ask you this, Daryl. I saw on your Twitter as I was getting ready to have you on the show, is this heaven? No, it's Cleveland, in response to a post that the NFL put up on Twitter, which features Baker and Landry and OBJ. Is it close? I mean, is this really a difficult discussion about Cleveland versus heaven?
I mean, hell, I think John Dorsey ought to call the Lakers and see if he can get LeBron back. I mean, while he's at it, I mean, why not? You know, it's gonna be a lot of fun, no question. The deal certainly not only rocked the sports world and the NFL, but it really, I think, announced that the Cleveland Browns legitimately, it took 20 years, but they're officially back. They're going to be in prime time a lot this year. I really think that this is, going to become America's new team. A lot of people are going to come out of the woodwork. A lot of Browns fans, not just around the country, but around the world, that have kind of had to go into hiding in shame because the team has been so unwatchable for the past two decades. I think it's going to be a real cathartic experience for those fans to be able to watch a team and be proud of a team that's going to be among the elites in the NFL. You can at least say, we say that the Browns didn't belong on the field with a lot of teams in the league, and now you can say, hey, they belong on the same field as the New England Patriots. They belong on the same field as the Kansas City Chiefs or the Saints or, those other elite teams around the league. They have to prove themselves. They got to go out there and do it and prove it. But what's been done on paper by John Dorsey has been nothing short of remarkable since he took over as GM in December of 2017.
Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. A lot of excitement, a lot of optimism from him, even as he joins us here on After Hours in the wake of this breaking news. But before I let you go, Daryl, how does this offseason, the attitude, the mood, as you're talking about Browns fans, compare to, say, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Well, hope has always sprung eternal in Cleveland. The NFL draft has been the Super Bowl, the pinnacle, the seminal moment for Browns fans each and every year. Now it just doesn't matter. They don't have a first-round pick this year, and I don't think anybody cares. I think that now the hope, though, is going to go from just that to expectation. And that, to me, is going to be the fascinating part of this now because, last year when the worm started to turn and they won five of their final seven games. You had an interim coach in Greg Williams. Freddie Kitchens was in, announced his presence to everybody over those final 8 weeks. Baker Mayfield took off. The offense took off. And, they were playing with house money. Freddie could call things real loose in games and call reverses and all those type of things. Well, now they're going to be expected to win football games. They're going to be in prime time. They're right there, with the marquee teams in the league. They're going to be a major, major attraction. So it's going to be interesting to watch how this organization and this football team reacts to those expectations. But fans are pumped. There's no question about it. I think that this is the first time in a long time where you can legitimately say that the Browns are a contender rather than maybe just talking yourself into it each and every year before they get to the fall and then reality sets in that it's just another typical football season in Cleveland.
Cannot wait to see how this plays out on the field. You can follow Daryl on Twitter at Ryder Wrong, F-A-N. So it's R-U-I-T-E-R, Wrong, F-A-N. Covers the team, covers the Browns, sometimes the Cavs for 92.3 in Cleveland. It's great to have a couple minutes with you. Be happy, Cleveland, be happy. Thanks, Daryl.
You got it, Amy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.